Hey friends, welcome back to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. Now, I have literally just not too long ago finished preparing jars, 8 mason jars of watermelon juice, beetroot, and it has been amazing. The kitchen smells like beetroot, but the juice is amazing. This is something that I recently got myself. I didn't get it for Christmas at the time I'm recording this podcast, but I actually have started to invest in juicing a lot more. And I will talk about this in another episode, but keep your eye out for that because this is something that I'm doing personally. For those of you who are keeping up with my journey, how I am grocery shopping and making sure that I use all of the produce in my fridge to make these beautiful juices. But today I'm excited that you're here with me today because we're taking a detour from what we talk about meal planning, but we're talking about groceries. Where do you spend your money? Do you spend your money mostly on groceries or do you spend your money on takeout? If you're somebody who can say, you know what, if they can, those who can do. Now that is very true. But does that mean that you need to do it? Do you need to buy takeout if you've already got enough food in the fridge to kind of make your own home takeout? That's exactly what we're going to learn in today's episode. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to a brand new episode and happy new year. At the time of recording this podcast, this is Boxing Day. Don't know why they actually call it Boxing Day, to be honest. But anyway, I did not go outside to get any sales. I went straight to the supermarket to get some essential pieces. And it actually wasn't too full up in the supermarkets. I don't know what it was like for you, but years ago, I remember when we used to go to Rush for the Boxing Day sales and it was absolutely manic. But when it comes to supermarkets, when it comes to shopping, there's that buzz, isn't there? There's that buzz of, oh my gosh, I've got to have it. Oh my gosh, I just need it. But sometimes we have that same mentality when it comes to grocery shopping, as well as takeout. Now, you might be somebody who has a family and you're spending on average $400 per month on takeout, and that doesn't include your groceries. You're adding up exceeding amounts like $1,200 a month for groceries and takeouts. And I know when it comes to takeouts, it's easy. And sometimes, for me, if I'm knee deep in a project deadline, I've got to meet that project deadline, believe me, I'm going to get a takeaway. Now, that takeaway doesn't need to be greasy and stodgy and full of sodium, but it's going to be an option that helps me to maximize the time that I'm using. So if you're hearing me say, oh, you're absolutely not allowed takeaway, then you've kind of misunderstood what I'm saying here. I have my delivery app on speed dial. I kid you not, there was one time where I used to go out to this restaurant and, oh my goodness, it's like a Portuguese restaurant. So they sell chicken, grilled chicken. A lot of it is around the grill, chicken, pita bread, and oh my goodness, it's amazing. It got to a point, right, where I'd walk up to the till and they'd tell me my order before I even said anything. That's how much I was in there. And this was round the corner from church. It's still there. It was round the corner from church. After church service on a Sunday, we're hungry. Usually we come to church early in the morning and we're there for two services in the morning. So after lunch, after church, we need lunch. And so we would go over there and that's how they would know my order. When it comes to Sundays, Sundays is my designated day where you're going to find me in the kitchen. You're going to see me watching some Hallmark movies because it's Christmas time still here. And you'll also see me watching a sermon or something. There'll be some kind of noise what I'm listening to, whether it's a podcast on 2.2x speed. And I'm just actually doing my meal prep. Now, this happens because I've made a plan in the week. Now, sometimes we can go through the week and we're like, oh, we're just kind of coasting through. You know what? I just get takeaway because when it comes to nighttime, it's easier to get takeaway, isn't it? Because sometimes you could just have a day of clients and you've got back-to-back client calls and you don't want to do anything but meet with your clients. I get it. And I tell you, I get it. I don't listen and I don't say these things for nothing. I actually do get it. I've lived it. I've lived that journey. So what do you do then when you know that you need to eat healthier, and how do you do it? You know that you spent this budget, you know that you need the accountability when it comes to nutrition. How in the world do you find the nutrition that your body needs? Well, today, friends, this is what I want to kind of cover in this episode. So when it comes to shopping, when it comes to groceries, when it comes to spending. What are you like? What was the last amount of money that you spent? In fact, I want you, obviously you can't tell me the amount unless you want to let me know, but I want you, if you, your banking app allows you to do this, most do, depending on the app that you have. What I want you to do is go to open up your banking app. If you've got a mobile app on your phone, open it there or head to the computer. Tax season is coming around, so you would have already got this for your bookkeeping accountant. So this is great. Go to your Excel spreadsheet if you don't have the app and then tally up, because you have to have all the transactions that you've used for your business account. If you've used Just Eat or Uber Eats, or Just Eat is what we have over here. If you've used DoorDash, whatever else it is that you order for your food with your company card, then you know the tax man is coming for you. That's a mistake I made that I'm not going to make again. Tally up the last 30 days worth of transactions. All food stores, you could search for it by DoorDash. You could search for it for Mickey D's. You could search Chick-fil-A, whatever. But it has to be the last 30 days. Now, once you've got that figure, I want you to tally up wherever it is that you go shopping for your groceries, whether it's Whole Foods, wherever you go, tally that up. And then I want you to add up the two. And the reason why I want you to do this is because I want you to face this. I've done this. There's been times when I've spent £400 on delivery and you're like, what, $400? It happens. It's easy to happen, especially if you've got deadlines to meet, especially if you're trying to meet goals. It can easily happen. But if it's happening consistently for you and you're gaining weight and you're turning to convenience more often than not, this is an activity that I want you to start. Head over to Instagram or Facebook at Lose Weight with Verona. And I want you to DM me. DM me with your findings. What did you actually find? What numbers actually came up? What figures came up for you? And how did you feel when you saw that figure? Were you like, say what now? Were you shocked at all? Or did you expect it? When you add those things up, no matter if you can afford it or not, we're not talking about affordability here. I'm talking about how much you're spending on groceries and eating out. Now, hear me. I haven't actually said you can't eat out. I've actually given the green light and I've told you myself that I've eaten out too. But if you're asking yourself, okay, Verena, that's great. Why should you care about takeout versus cooking at home? Because it doesn't just affect your bank balance. Even if you do not see a dent in your balance because you've got that many zeros in your account, praise the Lord for you, friend. But it doesn't just affect your bank account. It actually impacts on your health, your lifestyle, and your productivity for your business. And obvious, there's your bank account and your wallet. But by the end of this episode, one of the things I'm going to help you with is understanding the psychology behind choosing takeout or a home cooked meal, and then what you can do with it. So I'm going to break it down. See, there is that call. You know how hunting, when animals are going through hunting season, there's this call. Now, there are some foxes that come out at night and they do this dreadful sound, and it sounds like banshees, and it is not a nice sound at 4 o'clock in the morning. Before my alarm goes off to go to the gym at around 5 in the morning, that extra sleep for me is very precious. But hearing that sound, it literally wakes you up out of sleep. It's a banshee sound. But this is what, especially around mating season, animals do. Mating season, they do a call. But this is the same thing when it comes to takeout. If you have a fridge full of ingredients, you go to your fridge, you go to your pantry, and you've got super simple ingredients. Some of you might go for the chicken in a can. Some of you might go for the rotisserie chicken. But my point here is you've already got the ingredients you need in your house. But then is that mating season call. Okay, it's not mating season for us, but go with me. There's that call for, right now, I fancy pizza. These are the real reasons that you're tempted to dial for dinner rather than cooking it. Even though you know that it's not always the healthiest choice, because half of the time we already know that this whole pizza that is worth 1200 calories for one meal, we already know that it's not healthy. We already know that it's got more sodium than we need in a day. We already know all of that. But convenience often comes about because we convince ourselves that it's quicker. We convince ourselves that it's easier. We convince ourselves that you know what cooking takes too long. But what are you trying to convince yourself that takes too long? If you're trying to cook up a three-course meal that's going to take you at least a couple of hours, then of course pizza is going to seem like the convenient option. Absolutely get pizza if it's once a week or even twice a week. But if you're opting for that every single day, three times a day, this is where we got a problem. And it's causing weight gain, it's causing inflammation, It's causing water retention, it's causing bloating, it's causing flatulence that smells like sewage, it's causing you to be dehydrated, to have dry skin, to have baggy under eyes. My friends, this is where I come and I keep it real, because how we eat, in fact, what we eat shows up in our skin, it shows up in our body, it shows up in our business. Now, I'm not trying to scare you from eating these foods, but if that is what your diet is made of and it's not full of any nutritional value, like I have been getting from the juices, then this is where your body is going to show these things up in different areas. Now, when it comes to coaching, one of the things that I talk about in my program, the CEOsDiet.com, one of the things that I walk you through is the unexpected joy and satisfaction that you get from creating your own meals and how that affects not just your state of mind, but also builds bonding with children, your loved ones, or even yourself. Because as busy women, we struggle with self-care, right? We often think, no, I can't even take a break. I've got client calls, I've got back-to-back calls, I've got this, I've got that. You know what, I can't do this, I need to do this, I need to get on, I need to push on, I need to push on. Like I said at the beginning, there's days when I've had this mentality, I just need to get it done. And I remember back in when the pandemic happened, I remember I was sat down every single day. Now, when we don't move, which our bodies are designed to, then things start to happen to our body. We are physically designed to move. It is a common thing for our bodies to sit in the same position the whole day. This is when we affect our posture. This is when we affect our health. So when it comes to creating meals and how this just doesn't affect the state of mind and it builds bonding with other loved ones, this is a way that it can build a better bond with yourself and your body. Now, this might sound a little bit woo-woo, but I wanted to encourage you. When it comes to grocery shopping, it's so much bigger than just opening up the fridge and seeing a sea of ingredients, which is, to be honest, why I created the free guide. Because one of the biggest things that my clients say is, I have no time to eat healthy. And I used to say that to myself all the time. Some of you might be nodding your head and being like, you know what? Well, I don't have time. But it's really, what do you make time for? Because you can absolutely categorically make time for convenience, but you're waiting for 45 minutes for DoorDash to arrive at your door. You could have made some spaghetti bolognese. You could have made some pasta and meatballs. It's not necessarily meaning that you need to make a free course meal. And that's what I started with. You don't have to have a free course meal. You can choose a food or a dish, which I've included in the free guide that I've created. 7 powerful meals, well-known meals that we've all had, that we've all tasted before, and that are 30 minutes or less. And I've also included, for those of you who have had children, I've included a children-friendly meal plan as well. And I'm so excited about that meal plan. I'm like, oh my goodness, even I want this meal plan. I was excited and I was like, oh my goodness, I absolutely need this. It's almost like when you download it, it's like, finally, a recipe I can follow. You need recipes that's not going to turn your kitchen into a disaster zone. And you need them that are quick on the clock. And this is why I've created it. To be honest, that's how I work as a coach. If you're somebody who does not have the time, and quite frankly, you don't want to spend 8 hours on a Sunday where you'd rather be doing something else. Actually, you want to chill out. Then you don't need to do that. I think we have a picture. We tend to get this picture that because everyone else is doing it, we have to adopt that and do it the way that they're doing it in order for us to be successful. We get FOMO, fear of missing out, when they're getting results, but we're not. The reason why we don't get results is we're trying to do something that isn't designed for us, isn't designed for our body, and something we don't even like. And this is where we get caught up. A lot of the time, I see clients trying to do things that they don't like. For example, if you've had meal planning before, you might have thought that, you know what, you need to spend countless hours on Pinterest, scrolling through those beautiful recipes, clicking on each blog, and then trying to find out what the ingredients are, what the directions are. And then by the time you absolutely decide you're going to go to the supermarket, it's too long. You can't be bothered. You suddenly get this state of fear. You suddenly get an overwhelming sense of, can I actually do this? I don't know if I can. You start to doubt yourself, you start to second guess yourself, and then it keeps going. The self-saboteur in you, and I've had one too, it starts to come out now. And you start to fear that you can't get your dishes to look and taste like those Pinterest recipes. Then you might as well order something that looks close to that online. Then go back to how much you've spent in the last 30 days. After a full day of decisions, you can't figure out what to cook. Takeout is easier. Now, I'm not saying don't have takeout, and I've said this twice already. I am saying if you're going to take out 7 days in a row, this is where we need to fix something. This is where we need to change that mentality. This is where we need to understand, what is it that you want? when it comes to accountability, the accountability that I give you is, okay, where were we this week? How much did we spend on takeout? How much did we spend on groceries? How did that make you feel? And we work through that. But if you're somebody who wants that accountability and you want to find kid-friendly meals and meals that are easy, that you enjoy, that are not for gym bros, this is where we need to get to the root cause. Especially some of you are listening now. Some of you have gone to sign up for a diet that you've done 10 times before and they've only worked for you twice. But the other 8 times you'll have been desperate to think, oh, it's going to work for me this time. It doesn't. It works for you for a little while and then it doesn't. The reason why is you're trying to solve the symptoms, but not the root cause. We've gone into a little bit more than I intended to do in today's episode, but this is what it's talking about when we go into the psychology of why we overspend or why we buy groceries and we do takeout at the same time. And there are different things that guide our choices: stress, mood, personal preferences, and even the influences around us that shape your food decisions. Now, whether you're somebody who is a budding entrepreneur, your business is thriving, or you're juggling tasks, or you're a mum amidst all of that, you're managing kids, you're managing work, you're managing clients, understanding your food choices can actually be 100% a game changer. Ask yourself the next time that you're about to make a decision for food, pause for a moment. Is it your belly? Is it your headache? Or is it the comfort of familiar takeaway, habitual patterns of, okay, I need to pick this up on my way home? Is it one of those things that's leading your choice? This is where you need to be more aware of the choices that's leading your decisions, because it makes a big difference. And that's something in my program, The CEO's Diet, that I dive into deeply. When it comes to cognitive behavior and the way that we think and our habits, they play a huge part in what we eat and how we eat. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to have the same mentality and just eat salad leaves. You want some food that's nice and warm and comfort, great. But you cannot resort to that if your goal is health, if your goal is nutrition, if your goal is weight loss. Now, ideally, you already know this. If you already know this, you're my peoples, and chances are we've already had a conversation anyway on my meal prep makeover call. We've already discussed this and now we're putting the plan into action. Now, if that's you, you're somebody like, oh, Verona, I need to have a conversation with you. I absolutely love your accent. Now we need to meet. I'd happily love to meet you over on Zoom, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule. Today's episode has been talking about the difference between eating out and takeout. The takeout call is strong. And the challenge I want to give to you is just see how much you spent on groceries and takeout separately for over the last 30 days. Imagine the unwavering joy that you get cooking a meal that you absolutely enjoy, and you be like, I did that. I put my foot in it, figuratively, not literally. But you get to have this satisfaction where you've made a meal, it hasn't taken you long, you haven't had to scroll on Pinterest for hours to try to get inspiration or anywhere else. You have just learned the skills that I teach you and you've put it together. You understand the factors that guide your choices, and you're now able to work around them. That's incredible. That is incredible. If you can do that, then you're already there. But if you're somebody who wants to get started, then this is where, my friends, you and I need to have a conversation. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.